72. Listening to your inner voice. In most situations, I know what I have to do. When I was younger, my parents or teachers would give me guidance. I was lucky to have plenty of aunts and uncles around the house growing up to give me good advice and a push in the right direction. Now that I'm no longer a kid, I can pretty much follow my conscience. And if I'm still not sure what to do, I can always ask someone, because I still have lots of good people to get advice from. That's one of the great things about having good friends. They let you know when you're doing the right thing, and the wrong thing too. They also help you make the right choices in life. Our day is made up of lots of little choices. We have to make the best choice. Usually our choices are not between good and evil, but between good and better. In other words, I have to decide what is the greatest good. Isaac, it's midnight, you should stop eating. Isaac, before you go to bed, how about brushing your teeth? That's my inner voice talking. Talk about it. Do you listen to your conscience? Do you ignore it sometimes? Would you say that you have a strong inner voice? Do you often ask others for advice? Do you wish you could ask others for advice but are a bit shy? Do you have a few really good friends that you can talk to anytime? How do you think we can hear our inner voice better? Do you ever regret not listening to your conscience? Do people often come to you for advice?